Blog Talk Radio.
We are back. Welcome to a brand new edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We are in somewhere in Wisconsin in a secret location to avoid the FBI, the CIA, MI5, MI6, MI7. Thank you very much, Brett. Shut up, dog. My God. KGB, FCC, FCA, ABC. I've already mentioned FBI. Anyone? That dog needs to shut up. I'm going to play a song and be right back.
Yeah.
everybody. As I say, this is another spectacular damn edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Yeah. I've got a co-host tonight. You're always here. Last time that we co-hosted a show, ratings went through the roof. People loved us. It's the one, the only, Mr. I'll do anything to get out of jury duty.
You won't believe what I had to do to get out of jury duty.
That's what the judge said. Mr. Brett Burdick is with us tonight.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back.
Now, we've thought with what we did is because basically me and Brett go through similar things online in regards to every time we open our mouth, somebody's got a bitch complain, say something. You can't even say, today I had a chicken sub. You're always eating subs. What are you eating subs for? Don't you know how to cook? We one day need to learn how to cook. You can't cook.
You're turning on my light.
That's fine. But anywho, that's basically what it is like. And Brett, more than anybody, if you see some of his posts, well, you need to, and this is no offense to you, Brett, as a human being, you need to take, Robert, knock it off. What? You need to take some of your posts with a grain of salt. They're not meant to, some of them are not meant to be serious. Some of them are just your personality shining through, God help us all.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so we thought we would do this, the 12 most annoying types of Facebookers. And we will start with number one.
Wait, is it named by people?
No, it's like people, it's
labels.
Categories.
Yeah, categories.
Oh.
So we have the, let me tell you every detail of my day bore, which is basically the person who says, I'm waking up. I had Wheaties for breakfast. I'm bored at work. I'm stuck in traffic. You're kidding. How fascinating. No, and as it says, no moment is too mundane for some people to broadcast unsolicited to the world.
Yeah.
Just because you have 432 Facebook friends doesn't mean that we all need to know you're waiting for the bus. And we all know people like this.
Yeah.
Who literally will break down every hour of their day.
Yep.
Like the workout people, the go-to-work people. No.
And the ones who share bowel movements. I actually deleted someone because they would say, the only time I get to Facebook privately to myself is right now when I'm taking a shit because then nobody is knocking on the door. We don't need to know that. We seriously don't need to know that.
But some of us are impressed with the outcomes.
I will agree, yes, especially if somebody can manage to block a toilet, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, it is impressive. But you know, it's one of those things. And you've got some people who, I mean, we will do, you can go play the video game. I'll call you in when I need you. You've got those people who, and we've all done it, so we can't all say we're totally innocent when it comes to it. We've all done it where we've said what kind of day we've had and what we've been up to. But you've got some people who be like, got up at 7, then, you know, had breakfast with the family. About 8 o'clock, we went to Pick and Save. Then after Pick and Save, we decided we were going to go to Southridge. And then while we were at Southridge, you know, it was about 11 o'clock by this time. We decided, and it's like, really? Or they check in everywhere. On the number 15 bus. On the number 23 bus.
What about checking in the city you have to go to?
That's different.
Oh.
Well, you're traveling, but this is the thing. When you travel, Brett, you've got people who are interested in your travels. So saying, okay, just finally made it to Oklahoma is a good thing, especially when you're traveling by yourself because, you know, there are stretches of highway where you don't know if you're going to come across some weird, gimpy-looking man with a buck-tooth thumb playing the Deliverance theme tune.
This is true. Yeah.
I mean, and if ever you get out of a car and you see a little boy going, meow, 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 please get him back in your car and drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to find yourself on all fours squealing like a pig.
I don't want to.
And I know that, you know, in your mind, normally it's the woman you're making squeal like a pig.
Or the goat.
Or the goat.
Or the goat.
Poor goat. I'm so sorry for that goat. But, you know, it's just one of those things. And, I mean, so that's okay, but you do get those people who, you know, have to tag in every second of their day.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you say about that, because some things, if they're good, some things, if they're bad, then who is it to decide?
But do you really need to know if I'm on the number 15 bus transferring to the number 23?
Well, yeah, and there's points to that, too, because, you know, they say don't do that because then you'll be detectable.
Yeah.
People who get robbed, all that other
right.
stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So then we have the next one, the self-promoter. Okay.
Hey.
Now, this is one that I disagree with. And the self-promoters say, we probably all posted at least once about some achievement. And sure, maybe your friends really do want to read the fascinating article you wrote about beet farming. But when almost every update is a link to your blog, your poetry reading, your 10K results, or your art show, you sound like a self-bragger or a self-centered careerist. I'm sorry, but I think everybody, and this is my opinion regards this, self-promoters, I don't mind. And this is the reason why. Everywhere you go nowadays, this is wrong, that's wrong, this person's done this wrong, this has happened bad, that's happened bad, somebody's been shot, this person's, there's been a bombing, there's been this, there's been that. So to me, it's nice when you go online and you see things that your friends have put, like you say you get a job promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a job promotion, that's great, you know, I'm really happy for you, that's awesome. You know, somebody's kids won their first football match, or somebody's graduated high school and told they wouldn't be able to. Someone dropped out of school, say, 20 years ago, has finally gone back and got their GED and a degree. Brag.
Yeah.
Have a good old brag about it. Let's feel.
New shoes.
Let's feel like Facebook full of good things instead of morbid, sad and depressive. I know some things are nice to put out there that are sad, especially if you've lost someone or
yeah.
because then, you know, as they say, you find out who your friends are.
Mm.
But it's also good because it makes you feel like less alone and perhaps there's something you've been through, what you're going through. You can extend some words of advice. But so yeah, the self-promoter, I don't mind. The friend padder.
What's this?
It says the average Facebook person has 120 friends. There's schmoozers and social butterflies that might have between 300 to 400, but 1,000 friends. Unless you're George Clooney or won the lottery, nobody has that many. That's just showing off.
Well, I don't. You know, that one's interesting because I think some of the people that, and that's part of what I tried to go for myself back when I started on this site. It was to actually only have people that I met, that I knew, that I've had at least one experience with.
Well,
and that, I mean, by experience, I mean life. Oh.
Well, hi. So you do have about 2,000.
No, I don't.
No, you don't, actually.
And plus, it'd be too complicated because you're trying to keep up. It'd have to be, you know, a lifestyle.
Yeah, see, I find it difficult with because I've got, like, four different groups of people on my Facebook. I have Baby Love Community. I have wrestling. High school. And what I consider friends and family. That's where things get really confusing, especially when you've got like about 4 or 5 people with the same name and they message you and then you're like, I have no clue who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, I don't know who that is. So, but yeah, I mean, in like AJ's case, AJ's got, you know, loads of friends on his list, but a lot of them are, there's his work colleagues, there's wrestling, there's family, and, you know, random bitches and hoes who I need to get rid of, but that's a whole different story.
You know, that what they say about that, too, is a lot of it's kind of like Facebook's treated like an online dating site.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've seen more people hook up, break up, make babies, divorce and everything than...
Yeah.
And the sad part is some people actually post photos of them making those babies.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a whole different issue.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one that I like, the town crier. You know, the people who yell out, well, the first ones on, they go, Michael Jackson is dead. You heard it from me first. And it's like, no, you didn't. You saw it on TMZ the same way the rest of us did.
Well, is that what the town crier is?
Yeah. It says these people are the ones who spread news, rumors, half-truths, and innuendos. And, yeah, we've all dealt with those.
What does it say? Jeff Goldblum did
it's
not plunge to his
yeah, no, Jeff Goldblum did not plunge to his
He didn't?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, anyway, give it time. But, no, I mean, the whole thing is that there is that one person who will put everything up on Facebook before checking it out.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's not very wise, you know.
And it's funny because there's a couple of people who I know personally who've done that.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the heck are you doing?
Especially about other people.
You know, and why is it necessary to be that way?
I don't know. Maybe it's just their mannerism or their personality or how they go about their life. I can't say for sure. I mean, obviously, it just somehow ends up being the way they are, and that's what we get to see about them. I don't know.
See, for me, the town crier is also the one who, as they said, is the one who spreads rumors and starts shit. And then afterwards, like, woman, I saw it. And it's like, we saw it. Well, I heard it from someone. It's like, who knew? But I want to say, because then they'll know that I'm talking about them. It's like, yeah, you can talk about everybody else on your Facebook page, and you're now afraid to name that one person. And I think everybody, you know, you've experienced that type of person. I've experienced it.
Well, I mean, I can remember a couple of years ago where I had somebody who was always, you think about it and you think about the terminology for today. Like, you have trolls, you have all these other things that people have internet lingo for. I think I had somebody like that a while back where everybody I had who was a friend who would say anything was referred to as a piranha. I don't know, you know, it just became weird because the person would just start categorizing the people that I knew as an animal or a group of animals in association with her, and she ended up going about her posts or comments that way. So, it's interesting.
Then we've got the TMI-er.
Oh, yeah.
Too much information.
I belong to that group.
Yes, that's you.
Did you just write the TMI-er, Brett Burns?
Yeah. I was like, they should have just changed this to Brett. It should say, Brett is headed to Walgreens to buy something for these pesky hemorrhoids.
That's true. That's I leave no stone unturned. Someone's got to know about me when they're going to write the history book, you know?
Oh, no hemorrhoid left hanging.
All right. No hemorrhoid left behind. That's a new moment. That's a new motto. There's going to be a pain in the ass everywhere. What else did it say about that? Boundaries of privacy and decorum. I don't know what those are. Don't seem to exist for these too much information updaters, yeah, who unabashedly, oh, I said that right, offer up details about their sex life. You know it, goats, marital troubles, somewhat goats, and bodily functions. Thanks for sharing. No, thank you for caring.
We know every intimate thing.
You know about the moles, you know about the rashes, you know about the positions, everything.
And that's just with the goat.
It's amazing what you can use. Never mind, we won't.
Oh,
get
geez.
Into the details.
Oh.
What's the next one?
The bad grammarian.
Yeah. A lot of my friends are like that. Nazi police. Yep, they're all ready to attack at a moment's pace or post about how grammar is right up there with, you know, the fascination of how the human brain works.
See, and my thing is, like, if you're doing your updates from a cell phone and everything, you are at times limited because some of them, it's getting it done quicker, that kind of thing. So you do abbreviate a lot of stuff. But it's these people who come back in afterwards who spell check your statuses.
They put a cute asterisk in before.
Yeah.
Though. So you got to give them a little credit. They put some effort in there to let you know this is the word that we wanted you to correct and this is the way it's supposed to be spelled. And, you know, if you could write me an essay and message me about it tomorrow, then I'll give you some credit as a friend.
I mean, seriously. seriously, it's like, come on, people, do we really have time for that?
And then you got to think about the people who really, really just murder the English language.
Oh.
I've seen a couple ghetto boos. They've messaged. It's like, use that, you know, word that you could use for some people that I love to get, you know.
I'm going to find one because I've actually got a couple of friends
it's really,
who like
it. I mean, it's really inner city, you know.
Let me see if I...
Drunken, high type language. It's really...
If this person still has me on a friend...
Was that a Candy Crush app I just saw?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm ashamed.
You're an addict?
Yes, I am. I have been for several months now.
You've been an addict that long?
Yes, I have.
Are you seeking any kind of
no
rehab?
Here we go.
All right.
This person is like...
Oh, yeah, the ones with the cute names, like, I'm going to do me, Boss Bitch 2013.
That's the ones,
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, we know you're going to do you, and maybe the guy down the block, but hey, come on.
Right.
We don't want to know everything written in the
title. See, then we've got this, like, do you understand what... we can't even translate half of it because the
Google Translate can't even translate. I actually put the phone up to one of these people talk, and it still said it could not register. It was horrible. They could not understand what they were saying.
Okay, so we got this person saying, say I'm known on Facebook. Ain't no such thing. I think that's baby. I don't know. Only motherfuckers on the book that know me is family. The rest of you just know of me. I'm reading it how it's supposed to be.
I want to know what only motherfuckers on the book.
Yeah.
What book is this?
I know because
I want to be in
this
book. I didn't get a copy.
I didn't get a copy. Either.
I want to be one of the motherfuckers in the book.
I want to be in the book too.
Jesus. Well, I feel so left out now. I had so many plans. I had so many
expectations. So did I. And, you know, and now
we got to find a way to get into motherfucking
book. I want somebody find me a book and put me in it. I'm already in a book. I wrote one.
Nice. But is it the
I don't think it's a motherfucking book.
No. Okay.
Might be a book, but it's not the motherfucking book.
Oh,
I mean,
that's the one we really need to get in.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. And, you know, what's the next topic?
Let's go to the next topic.
I want the one about the memes, because I know there's a lot of meme people out there who just really get...
Is the spader.
Oh, the panderer or the...
The one who...
Excuse me.
All of their statuses and everything are all woe is me.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, you know... Well, I mean, I understand some people are in pain, some people have problems.
Right. But my thing is this.
When you wake up and say, I hate the world, and then during the middle of lunch, you're like, oh, I hate this sandwich. I still hate the world. And then when you say,
my thing is, how can you wake up and be angry at breakfast? Who is angry at bacon?
Who can you? Yeah, I don't understand how you can.
How can you be cooking bacon unless you are naked and get splattered in hot fat? How can you be angry at bacon?
That's how I do it every day, and I am never mad.
I do too. I keep burning my nipples in the hot grease.
You know, I got to remember to wear a sock. That's my problem.
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole thing is this. There are those of us, you've seen my statuses. Half the time I'm on some kind of ecstasy trip, I swear to God, because my statuses are out there.
Yeah, and that's why I like them.
The thing is that if, like last night when I had that allergic reaction.
Yeah.
When it went up that I put it up there, then you actually know something is seriously wrong. Because most of my statuses are just so damn stupid and what?
Okay, you always mentioned something about bacon.
Yeah.
You know somebody that's got a bacon forehead.
That's Triple H. But we're talking, I mean, I took that line from Cat Williams when he says, how can you be angry at bacon? And you put your shirt on backwards, baby.
Oh.
But anyway, it's that whole thing where you know the ones I'm on about, AJ, who every status is, why me? Woe is me. Oh, feel bad. And my whole thing is this. When I put up my status last night about me having that allergic reaction, people know that my status is 99% of the time I'm a complete and utter airhead who must be on some kind of ecstasy trip to be talking about rainbow glitters and unicorns.
I'm glad he didn't ask me that question.
I know. No, please notice I didn't ask you that either. But the whole thing is that as soon as I put up, okay, this is what happened, this is what's wrong, people knew it was serious because of how my statuses are. And yeah, I will sometimes put up when I'm in a lot of pain and everything. But if you notice, it's like, you know, woke up in a lot of pain today. So instead of doing my normal dancing naked with glitter and throwing at people, I'm just going to lean out the bedroom window. And, you know, you put a little bit of, okay, this is what's going on. But people know that if it's serious, then my whole status will be really serious about it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, people who are sensible, and this is kind of where I was joking with my post about, you know, the thing about being a robot that could, you know, shoot lasers out of my ass or whatever it was that I put. I mean, it was kind of one of those things where the post prior, people would just automatically assume. No one, by the way, no one for me, myself, has ever come to question really most of, if not 90-some percent of my posts. They just go ahead and consult with the masses around them and, you know, without even trying to confirm anything with me. So that's the thing I get really upset about, because of the fact that if you have something you post and someone's not sure with it, you should go to that person. So that way you get it from the horse's mouth. It doesn't get any better. It's not a better source of, you know, confirmation than that. So,
well, see, and that's what I've done with you in the past, is when, you know, and we don't need to say the person in question, but I've come to you and said, look, so-and-so is saying this. And you've gone, no, that's not how, you know, that's not how it went. You know, you have to, the whole point is to go to that person.
Right.
Get it cleared up. And that's where, and this actually goes back to the whole, where is it? Which person?
The sympathy.
No, it's the town crier.
Oh, wow.
This is where it goes back to the town crier.
Yeah.
You know, the two are kind of linked. Before we carry on, though, with the rest of the list, I need to make a cup of tea because I'm thirsty. So what we are going to do, we are going to play the ultimate driving song, drinking song, karaoke song in the history of songs, and we will be back.
Easy. to the fandango. Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo. I'm just a poor boy, and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, bearing his life from his one tragedy.
Will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go.
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put a snag for me. For me. For me.
We are live.
Any way your fart blows.
Oh my God. Remember to say blow raspberries.
See, I was being the TMI of it.
I love that.
And we are back. Oh, takes me back to the good old days. Oh dear. Oh, so right, we're back to our list of 12 people here.
All
right. Okay. The Lurker. This one is the Peeping Toms of Facebook. These boys are too curious or maybe just too lazy to update their status on Right on Your Wall. But once in a while, you'll be talking to them, and they'll mention something you posted so you know they're on your page, hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, I had something like that happen the other day at work or something like that because somebody knew something that I was doing, and they ended up mentioning it. And then, It made me curious as to who's actually just on Facebook to read comments and lurk and all this stuff. So it was interesting. It made you feel, I don't know, in a way.
I had the same kind of thing actually happened to me yesterday. Everybody knows that me and Robert's dad aren't together and that Robert's dad is out of jail right now. Now, the thing is that...
Yeah, free card.
Shut up, AJ. Now, the thing is that his dad doesn't have a Facebook page. Okay. And I had a status up a couple of weeks ago saying we're going to buy Robert's bedding. Dad's buying comforter. Mum's going to probably get bed sheets. So today I received an email from his dad saying to me, I don't know what you put up on Facebook because obviously I can't go on there, but my family is telling me that you're saying that you bought all of Robert's bedding. And he said, and I don't mind, he says, but they're giving me a hard time over it and all this lot. And I'm thinking like, well, what the heck? And I called him up and I said to him, I went, who told you this? And he went, my sister Nancy told me this. I haven't got his sister Nancy on my Facebook page. Which,
Mine is just looking through yours.
But she can't, because I've got my privacy settings that if
somebody,
you're not
somebody
a friend...
Somebody who knows her that's connected
well,
to
Well, and
you.
That was the thing. It's got to be one of three of Robert's cousins who are on my page. But even then, it's just that whole thing of... What is... At least tell the truth of what I actually posted. You know what I mean? Don't just make it and twist it for your own likings and everything. Just say what was actually said.
Yeah.
And it just, it's, you know what I mean? It's just like I'm talking to somebody who's been in jail for 3.5 years and he's telling me about something that I supposedly posted from his sister who is blocked on my Facebook page.
Hmm.
I was like, hello, and it made me then question. I put up a really snotty post actually, and then thought afterwards, you know what, no, I'm taking that shit down, because it just showed that whoever's running back and saying that it's bothered me.
I think a friend of mine too, who lives out on the West Coast, he was telling me that one time when he came in, it was around Christmas time, but he came in and he talked to me about that, like he posted something about, you know, these Pokemon or something like that, and the family knew, and then the family told him, the guy that he was kind of referring to, and there was some kind of big debate about it, but it all started because of one post about something that was kind of misinterpreted or took him wrong, and that's another thing. You can write stuff, and people can really take that out of context.
Right, and that's what absolutely gets me. Is this your friend?
It could be, yeah. She just said she was calling.
Should we talk to
yeah,
her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are we nice, or are we our normal selves?
Oh, I like how you had to say that. Oh, let's be ourselves and try to be nice.
Okay, let's do it a bit.
Hey, who's calling in?
Hello.
Hello, we got a first caller.
It could actually be a friend of mine as well, you see, who's trying to call in to listen to the show. He might be too embarrassed to answer, so we'll put them back on hold.
Oh.
Just so we don't embarrass them. But my son's hanging from the door. I find that very disturbing.
Oh,
yeah, she said, not me yet, darling. I'm changing the diaper. Okay, in which case, then, it was my friend who's calling in to listen to the show.
Why don't she just listen to it on the website?
Because some of my friends can't get it on the website. They have to call in and listen to it via phone.
That's un-American.
But anywho, if that is Amanda who called in, who's listening, hi, honey bunny. Shut up, Robert. Go to bed or you're
hey, hey, Snooky Poo. I don't know her name. I'm sorry.
I just said it's Amanda.
Oh.
What? See, this is why.
Wait.
This is why you don't say things like that in front of guys.
No, what?
Oh, okay. I'll tell the other one.
No, not Amanda. The other Amanda we know. Oh. But anyway, let's get on to this list.
Yeah.
Now we have the cranks.
What did you say about cranks?
The cranks.
Oh.
These are the trolls who spew hate in everything they ever post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ones that are very, like, buzzkill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do we got that clip from, what do you call it, from Family Guy? You're more than a buzzkill than buzzkill.
Oh, I haven't got that. We'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Hi. My friend Amanda just said, hi, darling. She's been listening for 4.5 minutes. Well.
That's longer than me.
Oh, so. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I want my mummy. I'm scared now. I don't miss up listening to myself after about 3 minutes and just work on overdrive. But anywho, but no, you've always got the cranks, don't you? The ones who just say bitch and complain about everything.
True.
It could be like this. Got up this morning, 60 degrees outside. Could have been hotter.
It sucks. I'm bored.
Or I wish I wasn't
seeing. Oh, don't. Then you've got, or you've got the ones who like, went out to buy, get some stuff today. I came home with like 3 games and like 4 t-shirts,
but
I didn't get what I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
But you came home with all that stuff still full.
Yeah.
I used to shut up.
The unappreciative asshole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, my whole thing is this, is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there and everything who are so happy for what they have. You know, you could hand me a fart in a bucket and say that it was a unicorn fart trapped in a bucket, cover it with glitter. I may be disgusted by the smell, but I'd be happy at the thought.
Yeah.
So this is your friend here, is it?
I think so, yeah, 414, definitely.
Should we have a chat?
Let's have a chat with my girl, Jessie. Jessie!
There you go.
Hello.
Jessie. Hello, is this Jessie?
Yes, it is. Hi, Brett.
Hey.
How you doing, darling?
I'm alive another day. How are you?
Wrist deep in poop, but good.
I'm praying that she's got a child.
She does.
Thank God.
It's not some strange fetish she has with me or any friend or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, as a friend, this is no offense to you, Jesse, but as a friend of Brett, when any of his friends mention about being knee-high in anything, I start to wonder.
I understand. I do, too.
Thank you. See, I'm not the only one. Oh, thank the Lord. Woo. But no, as you probably heard, we're talking about these different people on, like, Facebook.
Oh, my God, yes, I've heard, and you guys are cracking me up.
Well, now we're moving on to another category, and you can join in with this one. This is the paparazzo one. And this is the person who has taken photos from your page and posting them on their own. And the prime example says, a photo you didn't authorize and you haven't even seen. You'd rather not have to explain to your mum why you're leering. I can't say this.
While you're leering like a drunken hyena. And French kissing
a
bottle of Jägermeister.
That's your photo.
That's a picture of me. You can't change that. That's me.
Well, I think, but that's a whole different thing. If they're in the photo, but it's when you go onto Facebook, like some of your friends' pages, and all of a sudden there is that random photo of you.
Yeah, have you had someone
you didn't even know was ever taken.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, and they tag you, and then you find out.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of that after a lot of nights out, yeah.
But that's different. Yeah. Finding you sober is actually a miracle, so, you know, when are we supposed to take a photo?
And no one really takes a photo of that.
No.
So, hey, not going off the subtopic here, but what's probably your worst experience on Facebook, Jesse? We got to know.
Mine? Getting hit on constantly.
See,
I swear, Brett, I get added to like 800 pages a day, and every single one of them asks me for my phone number.
Yep, I knew it.
See, and she can understand this, is that you'll get certain people who will message you, and they'll say things like, hi, you look really beautiful. How big is it? It's like, you don't know whether that's a compliment or not. You're just like, well, hold on. Thank you, I think.
Or the, hey, what's up, no response. Hey, what's up, no response. Hey, no, what's up, response.
Right.
You know, they're just persistent, and they have a conversation, dialogue in the message box that dates back to 2008.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish that's what I was getting. I get, hey, get naked.
Hey, get
I
you can't fault
them
for being
people on my
But, you know, I mean, let's be honest. Most women, you know, before being asked to get naked, it'd be like dinner, movies, a couple of drinks.
Usually,
yeah.
No.
Maybe a...
And not so much naked 2 weeks after baby. It's just not cute.
Exactly.
Well, there's some weird fuckers out there. I'm just going to I'm gonna say it just the way it is. There's some crazy-ass people.
Well, I cannot... I will actually tell you a really crazy story.
Right.
There's this person who I'd known online for quite a while, who I was chatting with a lot and everything, and he was like saying to me one day, he's like, oh, I just broke up with my girlfriend, and I can't believe, you know, after all the years we were together, that it's over. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope, you know, things get better and all this. So he's like, can you send me a photo of your turd? I'm like, what?
Different strokes for different folks.
He's like, well, you know, that was the reason why we broke up, because I wanted to videotape her pooing. Will you take photos of yours?
Oh, my
and
God.
I never spoke to the guy again.
Yeah, that would be reverse icebreaker. That'll solidify everything down.
I mean, it's like, oh my, what do you say to that? Seriously, because
yeah, it's pretty weird. It's odd.
Yeah.
You know.
Then we go. We'll move on to the next one.
Yeah.
The maddening obscurist.
Ooh, it just sounds interesting.
It does, doesn't it?
If not now, when? Then you'll see. Let's see. Grist for the mill. John is. Small world. Dave thought he was immune, but no, he's not. Huh.
I said, sorry, you're not being mysterious, just nonsensical advertisement.
Oh, is that kind of like where people take the quotes out of different sayings of people that have said it and try to use it into their own lives or seem like they're mystifying
And then they put something like Dalai Lama underneath, like whatever they've posted.
I've done that before.
But the thing is, you won't put up like a quote from The Godfather. And this I have witnessed.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody once put up a quote from The Godfather, put underneath that Maya Angelou said it, and I'm like, no, she didn't. Robert De Niro said that in Godfather Part 2. We all know people who are like that.
Is there one that we have about one of these most annoying things where it goes to the video games and tell me, oh, there it is, the Chronic Inviter. There we go.
I must admit, I am guilty of some of these.
I don't know how people. I think Facebook is divided between the gamers and the anti-gamers. I think that's the best way you could divide Facebook. So
I was fine until I started playing Candy Crush.
Candy Crush, more like it.
I'm on level 172 and stuff right now.
Now you're becoming the other one up there that was complaining or showing about their
achievements.
Your achievements.
Oh, okay, I will show off my achievements.
Hey, that's commendable. I mean,
normally I get arrested for showing off my achievements. But I mean,
yeah, that's true.
We're in my home right now. I want to see.
No one cares.
Hey, Jesse, you still there?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
All right. Well, I got a question too. About these memes, and this is just my personal thing that I kind of have a weird, stick up my ass, I guess you could say. You look at the memes where it shows all these lonely silhouettes of a girl thing. Don't take my heart, you'll never know what you missed, or some shit like that. I don't know what the hell. It's something like that, you know, where they make you feel like shit, like... You know, and it doesn't help that they put a sad-ass silhouette of a woman half naked on a beach or something, you know, about to get sucked in by the wave or whatever. So what do you think about that? Are you like, come on, you know, just don't over-dwell on it or something like that? Because sometimes I'm like that because the people I see do it like every day. I'm like, damn, you must have been hit hard or something, you know, not like physically. Literally, but, you know, like in the gut, you know, emotionally. I was like, that's some stuff that, ooh.
I'm going to see if we can find some of them. We're scrolling down right now just to see if we can find
I know they exist. I mean,
laugh at those, though.
Yeah?
Because if you notice, the picture never matches what the damn caption says. Ever.
Right, yeah.
You'll have like a woman sunbathing with like this muscular man in the background, and it's like he broke my heart. It was shattered into a million pieces. Like,
right, I remember.
And you're sunbathing on the beach with a stud behind you.
And I remember seeing one where they showed this lonely girl walking in like the grass or something, and there was a bird above her, something like "I will be stronger than ever." You know, if it said something like "I would soar high" or something that you could relate to a bird,
right.
I was like, oh, no. I understand it.
It's got to be something
like,
stupid.
Right. And I'll be somebody who will write a comment like, the bird just dropped a fish that it caught on me. What?
It's funny, sorry, I was being defensive. The
bird just shit on your head.
Yeah.
You
got to tag me in that. Yeah, so we just, I mean, what else can I say? What other interesting experiences have you had on Facebook?
Well, it's usually related to political things. Like, I'm sure you remember the rant I had about my being friends with Republicans, even though I'm a Democrat. I still get crap for that, Brett.
Really?
Yes, you would not believe how much crap I take. My mother is one to tell me all the time that I cannot be friends with a Republican because I am a Democrat.
Wow, they're really
considering she's my mother and she's a Republican.
And the fact that she would say anything like you can't be friends with anybody at the point in your life, that's just bizarre.
That's just my mother.
Oh.
If only you knew, there are stories. Ask Jackie.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to figure out more about that. That in itself just sounds like a bizarre thing, because I know politics, they always say money politics, and what's the other one? Something you're not supposed to talk to.
Religion.
Religion, yeah. And those are the ones like I try to talk to about first. So I'm going to ask them out backwards on
that. Well, see, and then my thing is this when it comes to all that. It's like, I don't care what you believe in, who you voted for and everything. Just stay true to it. The people that get me are the flip-floppers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the ones who, on Facebook, they're saying, oh, I'm just saying this for argument's sake. This isn't a direct quote from anybody I know or
probably
anybody
mine.
In particular.
Okay.
But somebody could put up, like, oh, Obama's the greatest president there ever was and all this lot. And then to you, they're going, that motherfucker is a real asshole. You know what I mean? It's like, just have an opinion and stick to it. If you get into a good debate with somebody and that person manages to change your mind with opinions and facts, more power to them, and, you know, there you go.
Meet a common ground and end it so you don't all stay up late at night for doing a, you know, 24-hour binge of back and forth keyboard, battling on Facebook and stuff like that.
Caps locking people to death.
Oh, yeah, my caps lock.
And see, I mean, that's the whole thing is there as well, as they say. You know, arguing with someone on Facebook is like shouting at a deaf person. What are you going to do, throw capital letters at them?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of that comes from the, you know, just the life and the time we're in. And it's just one of those things where you don't see a lot of people try to be. And that's one thing I had another thing about is when, going back to this, is when you have a debate or a discussion about something, usually you could, back in my day, here I am sounding like I'm old, but we talked about it face-to-face or in a discussion or, like, when we all got together and hung out and just were, like, sitting at a, you know, table or something, we bring something up or, you know, just like that kind of shit at night. But nowadays, it's kind of like you're on your keyboard and you're, you know, you're just...
Everybody hides behind the computer.
Right. People have more guts behind the computer. That's my biggest thing is, like, you see somebody in person after you throw down on a computer and they look like, you know... They don't even remember what their name is.
And I will give you actually a prime example of that. Remember I had that recent bout of people who were trying to shut down Maddie's page and all this stuff. Well, I actually had the phone number of one of those people. I used to talk to them on the phone. And I called them up, went through to voicemail within two rings. So you know they were like, oh, my God, Hazel's
here. Right.
And I said, if you want to talk about what you're saying, please feel free to call me back and we'll talk about it like adults. If not, then I just to me what a cowardly piece of shit you really are.
Yeah.
Never heard back from them.
Wormy bastards. Yep.
You know, and I would rather somebody actually tell me their reasons why they want to do things and that lot properly than, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel, Jesse, about, like, like kid pics? I mean, how far do you think is too far? What do you think is appropriate? I mean, because, you know, nowadays it seems like, I'm not trying to say, try to stereotype, but it seems like everybody who has a child, their child is going to end up on Facebook. That's what I see. I don't see a lot of people.
I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm What's sorry, that? They're beautiful.
Of putting up the pictures of our kids.
What did she say?
So in all fairness, Brett, I put them up so you can see them.
No.
Does
I'm
that
not
make it better?
That.
No,
no
I know
trying.
What you're talking about, but...
Like the one that says, oh, child is, you know, breathing at 10 o'clock, sucked on my thumb at 11 o'clock, you know...
I think the people that constantly post everything their child is doing are kind of pathetic, but I understand the posting of pictures and all that.
You know, and I see some of these pics, and I have no problems, but then, like, it seems like I see 20 pics of the same thing because they just moved a quarter inch to the right or left. I'm like, whoa, you must have been, like, you know, hitting that click button real fast on the camera.
So many photos of Robert up is because most of my family are in England. So it's easier for me to post them all up, tag everybody in it, and say, here's Robert.
Oh, yeah. And look, yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, like, some things, it seems like they are really.
But I do understand
yeah.
They look, oh, look, here's baby with her eyes closed and open and closed and open and closed and open and closed.
You know, because
it's like,
do you,
the child's blinking. This is normal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, should we hand you out a medal? Way, your kid's blinking. Woo!
I know, right?
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm sure when the time comes that I find out who my lost child is, or if I ever have a child.
Or when you acknowledge that child.
And when we're not going to get, that's
well,
a
little. You know, we've got to talk about the goat and the baby situation.
Yeah, I know, those are all little snippets that we can save for a different show. But for this one, I mean, those are the things that I think I'll be guilty of too, just because of the fact that it's going to be one of those things, you know, hey, this is part of my life. I want to express it, and I've done that before in various things. I mean, I can't say that, oh, here's my house. Yeah, I think I did that a couple of times.
You've
but
done that too.
I have.
I'm guilty of doing that right now.
All right, well, that, I mean, yeah.
But then in my defense in regards to showing the 20,000 photos of my home is, as you well know, Brett, that since February, me, Robert, and AJ have been in essentially homeless.
Yeah.
So it's been a struggle, and it's like, okay, now we've got our home. You know, we're proud of it.
Your place is beautiful, by the way.
It's getting there. There's so much work that still needs to be done. We ordered, like, a bunch of furniture today, and that'll all be here next week. So, but anywho. But my whole thing is that there's so many people who know the struggles that we've been through and will wade in. And I mean, you know as well.
Yeah.
You're one of the few who, you know, witnessed it from the start, and now you've seen our ending, so to speak. So those kind of things I think is great to see, or if somebody's decorated and, like, I've got a friend who hung wallpaper for the first time the other day, and she submitted, like, 20,000 photos of it, but it's like, good for you, you managed to do it, because hanging wallpaper is a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. But it's the people who do put up, you know, the 20,000 photos of their child blinking, and it's like, oh, when did you take these? Oh, within 1 minute. Really?
I'm sorry.
Hey, no, no. We're not trying to pinpoint you out there. You got it. You got any questions or things you'd like to just say?
I think Facebook needs to be limited to adults only. That's about the only thing I need to say.
No, and I thought about that every time I post something. I thought this should be restricted. This should be a closed profile to only adults and some adults, and I say that selectively because some of them, they look at it and they're like, oh my God, you know, he's about to go ride a giraffe through the street and, you know, throw balloons at everybody.
And
I mean,
I'll tell you the other people on Facebook who annoy me is when you're like dealing with somebody, like you put up a status. I could put up a status saying, you know, I had a really crappy day. You know, got so annoyed with this one person who I spoke with. And then you get 20,000 inbox messages. Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
You
the
know,
people
God, I hate that.
It's like, oh, my God.
What did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah. Well, my posts are about every damn person, just so everyone knows. I'm just
I mean,
your
come
posts
on
are something I look forward to reading every day, Brett.
You know, somebody said that. They said they wake up to read my post. It's like they get their coffee and whatever and read my post. So I'm like, I feel honored.
Well, I was off the internet for about 3-4 days because
how
of
were
my
the, how were the withdrawals?
It wasn't too bad, actually. I mean, thank God for Xanax and that lot because I would never have made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a tough time away
thank
from...
you for supplying them.
I can neither confirm nor deny for my legal contact. Disclaimer. All right, you were saying, Hazel.
Anywho.
I heard
no,
nothing.
I was away for those few days. I actually had some friends, because you've read my statuses, Brett. They are actually a lot of times, like, hilarious.
I think I have you favorited, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But they are funny, because my whole thing is that life is too damn serious. This past year, I have been through hell and back. And, you know, when you've experienced what me and AJ went through and everything, you either laugh or you cry. And I have so many friends who are part of that baby loss community and everything who went through the same thing. And I got messages from them saying, oh my God, I really love your statuses. They make me laugh. And, you know, if, you know, we look forward to your statuses because they are so funny. Like the whole story about the unicorn farting rainbows and shitting out Skittles everywhere.
That's the best. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is a typical Hazel status. Or I'm putting on my cape and I'm going out dancing, throwing glitter at people.
Which is something I'd like to do with you one of these nights.
We will do that when we do our polar plunge. And I would just
yes.
like to point out,
New Year.
Brett is the one who is doing the polar plunge with me.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be.
It's going
to
be fucking freezing cold.
I know.
But apparently the tip is not to get your hair wet. Now, what I'm concerned is what hair?
Yeah. Somewhere there's going to be some hair of mine that's getting wet. So I just wanted to warn the lake, Michigan, that is.
But no, we're going to try and raise as much money as we can for Children's Hospital. We're promoting pregnancy and infant loss awareness at the same time. We're promoting the fact that we are crazier than a fucking.
I don't know how. We're definitely bringing capes. That's got to be.
I've got two capes anyway. I've got a bright pink one and I have a blue, like, sparkly one.
Blue.
But no.
Sparkly.
But we, as in you and me, are going to go and get material and make our own capes.
Oh.
We'll have logos and everything on the back of them.
I love that idea.
So we will be doing that because we're doing it New Year's Day. There will be photos.
Yeah, and that's part of,
Oh, my gosh.
That's part of the fun of it is getting to share that.
And I think, you know what, it's one of those experiences that you only do once in your lifetime.
And you know that's exactly why I want to do it, because of that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'm going to be doing something where I go try something new once every day for the 365 days of 2014, and that's a great way to start it.
I mean, that is brilliant way. And I've told AJ, he's got to be ready with towels. We need to get a thermos. We need people down there to, one, to watch us do this. Two, with hot chocolate, hot coffee.
Hotty toddy.
Anything. Not for us to drink, to pour it over us to thaw ourselves out.
This is true. Yeah.
We've got to remember to bring spare clothes. Because there's going to be nothing worse than
naked on the beach when it's warm, okay. Naked on the beach when it's cold, not so much.
Because I'll be looking at you guys, Brett, how did you hurt the goat with that?
Oh. And I'm going to answer, well, this isn't what it looked like before he bit me. Woo.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
dear.
Bring it down.
Okay. On that note, I am going to play us another song because we've just lost your friend. She just disappeared. But I'm going to play a song.
Goodbye, Jesse, if you're listening. Sorry.
Thank you for calling in. We have no clue what happened, but we've just lost ourselves completely. Okay, we're going to put on a song, and this basically is what we're going to be listening. We are doing on the beach on New Year's Day, and this is mine and Brett's theme tune for that day.
Die Volkswirtschaft ist zufolge auf minus 13,5, darf noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute.
Bye.
across the bag.
Okay, we are back.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I guess it could be morning out there. But anywho, we are about to lose Brett. He does have to fly away back into the witness protection program.
Yeah, after the whole jury duty thing, I want to be safe as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I got to make sure that those selected few that I was going to be a juror, possible juror for, don't come back and kill me.
Yeah, it does happen. And, I mean, the whole thing is walking into a trial and saying, guilty, I've got the rope right here. Just really isn't right. But, hey, it works.
You know, and that's one thing that I have to mention before I head out is with the jury duty that I did, one of the things I always found pretty odd was I've done it two times reserve years ago, and then I just did an actual one, was the fact that you have to disclose your name, your residence, if you have children, you know, hobbies, everything else that people could really track you down if they said, you know, use something like, let's say, Facebook. You know, things like that I don't think, which after going through three of them now, you don't really have to disclose. If you're like juror number nine, you can stay juror number nine. I mean, as long as the courts know who you are, nobody really needs to know your name. It's one of those things that I hope they really fix in the judicial court case system, because it's really... It could become more of a detriment than a benefit. So that's all I had to say. I'm out of here. I love you guys.
Thank you for the subway. Appreciate the time you took, even though you got lost to get in here.
Yeah, good.
Are you going to be able to drive home safely and not get lost?
If not, I'll find somebody with a goat and we'll make an arrangement.
Two goats for a hand job? No, never mind.
I don't think I can make it on your place. Right over
there. That's that door over there, yes.
I'm leaving my garbage here. Is that okay?
That is fine. You might want to learn how to put your sunglasses back on, though.
I know.
It's like 10:15 at night and he's wearing sunglasses. But, hey, that's how we roll.
Cool at any time of day.
Exactly.
Right.
See you later, Bert. Catch you on the flip side. Oh, okay. So I'm back. I'm all alone. I don't know what to do. I've got my two little unicorns, but I'm all alone. Okay, but as you know, it's me. Oh, dear. As I say, I love doing my shows with Brett. He is just like, he's
amazing.
He's just funny, basically. We both have very similar sense of humor. So as you can tell from the past hour or so, we bounce off each other and have just such a really good laugh and everything. Now, I know I wasn't on the air last week, and that was because of the move and everything and the fact we forgot to pay the Blog Talk Radio bill. That's all settled. You've at least got me for another month now. I know that's what you all wanted. You all missed me and my shiny, glittery bottoms. But I am back and everything. And as you heard, we are in our new place right now. It is wonderful. Bedroom furniture has been ordered. Woohoo! I won't be having boxes after Monday. I'll be up to my eyeballs in plywood and screws and stuff, putting furniture together, but who gives a rat's bottom? At least the furniture will be put together.
The only thing I need for my room is a new dresser.
Yeah, I have to get a new dresser for Robert, but his dad actually said that he would help out with that, so there shouldn't be any issues in regards to that.
No, you've all been betting. Now it's time for you to buy me a dresser.
We bought you new shoes today. Wow. There's a slap in the face from your own kid. Jeez. Anywho, moving along quite swiftly to the point where I will be hiding bodies later. Now, it is actually good to be back. I did miss you guys, and You know, I am much more, much more relaxed and everything now. Now, as everybody knows, it is the holiday season coming up onto this subject. Who are the crazy mother truckers out there who go shopping on Black Friday? I am not one of them. I will not be seen out there at 3:30 in the morning after I've eaten enough food to feed the U.S. Army. I'm not going to be out there shopping. I have only ever been Black Friday shopping once, and that was with my mum when she came over when Robert was four. And even then, we did go out until lunchtime. But, I'm tired. Excuse me. Okay. But for now, I am going to put on another song, and I will be right back. Okay, so I thought we'd have time to have a good laugh right now. And I remember I posted something a while ago about a hair removal product called Veet. And there's one that's actually called Veet for Men. This is one of the customer reviews, and I thought that I would read it to you. Now, I will apologize ahead of time if I laugh myself silly and unable to continue, but I just thought I would share it with you all and we would have a good laugh. So this is a review for Veet for Men, and it says, a warning from across the pond. And it's by A. Chappell. And it says, after having been told my danglies look like an elder Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as previous shaving attempts have only been mildly successful, and I nearly pulled my back out trying to reach the more difficult bits. Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus' birthday as a treat. I ordered it well in advance, and working in the North Sea, I considered myself above some of the characters right in the previous reviews, and wrote them off as soft office types. Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was. I waited until the other half was tucked away in bed, and after giving some vague hints about a special surprise, I went to the bathroom. Initially, all went well, and I applied the gel and stood waiting for something to happen. I did not have to wait long. First, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning. A feeling could only be described as being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head. Religion hasn't featured much in my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the third tunnel and what seemed like the self-destruction of the meter two bench. Struggling to not bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel off in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall, into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really impossible, and I crawled the final yard to the fridge in the hope of some form of cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out and found a tub of ice cream, tore the lid off and positioned it under me. The relief was fantastic, but only temporary, as it melted very quickly and the fiery stabbing soon returned. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I hadn't even managed to give the starfish any treatment and groped around in the drawer looking for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail. Bag of what I later found out to be frozen sprouts, and tore it open and tried to be as quiet as I could. I took up a handful of them and tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my arse. That was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found its way up the chutney channel, and it felt like the space shuttle was running its engine so high. This was probably and hopefully the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay snowman in the kitchen. Which could give you some idea of the death zones, when it's the only solution my brave mind could think of was to gently ease one of my sprouts with where no veg had gone before. Unfortunately, I learned by the strange grunt coming from the kitchen, the missus chose that moment to come and investigate. Oh no, I can't talk. Oh dear. Oh. She was greeted by the sight of me after the air. Strawberry ice cream dripping from my belly, pushing a sprout up my arse, muttering, oh, that feels good. Yeah. Understandably, this was a shock to her as she let out a scream, and as if I hadn't heard her coming, caused an involuntary spasm of shock in which resulted in the sprout being ejected quite some feet in her direction. I can understand. I can understand that having a sprout farting against your leg at 11 p.m. at night in the kitchen probably wasn't a special surprise. She was expecting and having to explain to the kids the next day exactly what the strange color in the ice cream was didn't improve my status. So to sum it up, feet removed hair, dignity and self-respect. Oh my god, I'm absolutely dying. Oh dear. Oh, that was just hilarious. Oh my god. Oh, that was just too funny. I apologize for those of you who didn't understand a word of what I just said, but I'm going to post the link on Facebook for you guys to read. Because it's just hilarious. I can't even, I'm like, God, that is out of my face. Oh my god. Just go and read the first thing on there. Oh my god. It's just a thought. I know, I would say from a personal experience, I have actually tried using hair remover in certain areas, and oh, it does burn, so I can sympathize, but I didn't have to put Brussels sprouts up my butthole or dip my nether regions into strawberry ice cream to ease the pain. Oh, dear.
Ooh. What were you just reading?
I was reading a review of this person who uses deep hair remover for men on his naughty parts. And that's why I was laughing so hard. Oh, dear. So funny. Oh, my God. I've actually tried to find one there's another one that's, like, equally as funny about a guy with a taser gun. And, oh, my God. I found it. Here we go. Just for everybody else to have a good laugh. Hold on. Okay. So this is basically about a pocket taser stun gun. And this was the story was submitted by a guy who purchased it for his wife for their anniversary. So here we go. Last weekend, I saw something at Larry's Pistol and Pawn Shop that sparked my interest. The occasion was our 22nd anniversary, and I was looking for a little something extra for my wife when I came across a 100,000-volt pocket purse-sized taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived with no long-term adverse effect on your assailant, allowing the person adequate time to retreat to safety. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded it with two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if you push the button and press it against a metal surface at the same time, I'd get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Awesome. Unfortunately, I have yet to explain to Tony what the burn spot in the space of her microwave. Okay, so I'm home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it could be all that bad with two AAA batteries, right? So there I sat in my recliner, my cat Gracie looking on intently, while I was reading the directions and thinking that I really needed to try this thing out on a flesh and blood moving target. I must admit, I thought about zapping the cat for a fraction of a second and thought better of it. She is such a sweet cat, but if I was going to give this thing to my wife to protect her against the mugger, I wanted some sort of reassurance that it would work as advertised. So there I am, sat in a pair of shorts and a tank top with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose, directions in hand, taser in the other. The directions said that a one-second burst would shock and disorientate your assailant. A two-second burst was supposed to cause muscle spasms and a major loss of bodily control. And three-second bursts would Make your assailant flop to the ground like a fish out of water. First longer than 3 seconds would be wasting the batteries. All the while I'm looking at this little device, measuring about 5 inches long, less than 3/4 of an inch in circumference. Pretty cute, really, loaded with 2 itsy-bitsy AAA batteries, thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, Gracie looking on me with head cocked to one side as if they said, don't do it, reasoning that a 1 second burst of such a tiny little old thing couldn't hurt all that bad. I decided to give myself a 1 second burst just for the heck of it. I touched the prongs to my naked side, pushed the button, and holy mother, weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, I am pretty sure Jesse Ventura ran it through the side door, picked up the recliner, then body slammed us both on the carpet over and over again. I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position with tears in my eyes, body soaking wet, nipples on fire, testicles nowhere to be found with my legs up, tucked under my body in bodice position and a tingling in my legs. The cat was standing over me making meow noises like I'd never heard before, licking my face. I'm down thinking to myself, yeah, not to self. If you ever feel compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution. There is no such thing as a 1 second burst when you zap yourself. You will not let the go of the thing until it's dislodged from your head by a violent thrashing about on the floor. A 3 second burst would be considered conservative. Son of a bitch, that hurt like a motherfucker. A minute or so later, I can't be sure, the time was a rarity thing at that point. Collected my wits, what little I had left. Sat up and surveyed the landscape. My bent reading glasses were on a mantle of the fireplace. How they got up there, I don't know. My right side, both my nipples were twitching. My face felt like, yeah, bitch, what are windows again? And my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I'm still looking for my testicles. I'm offering a significant reward for that statement. It's just a thought, why would anybody be stupid enough to try a taser gun on themselves? Hey, I'll try it on you. In fact, go outside, run around the street, and Milwaukee Police Department will do it for you. Oh, my God. Seriously, why would anybody do that? Oh, my God. Oh. I say also, you know what, we are actually going to have to, let me see, I'm going to find another funny story to read. I can't because right now I'm just,
Why did I get grounded?
You can't go
far. I know, that's why I get grounded.
Here we go. This is another one of the reviews from Veet Men's Hair Removal Cream. It's funny. It says, being a regular bloke who watches football and does not like watching wrestling, I've never even considered getting rid of hair down below.
This was
before I discovered I had somewhere got infected with thousands of tiny new friends down there. Crabs, in other words. Being a regular broke, I never ever read reviews of which is why I now own 2 snuggies and one of those lights you attach to your forehead to help you read at night. I thought about just shaving, but my hands tend to shake when I get excited. Plus, I had no idea how to deal with the wrinkly bits. I was so excited to find this product in a local chemist. Funny enough, it was a full stack of them. No one else had seemed to buy one before. I got home and again, being a normal bloke, I smothered the whole tube over my nuts. As others have mentioned, the first minute or so is actually very good. I felt very much how a nice hot dog must feel. Then it got hotter and hotter and even hotter. My 2 veg vanished for their own protection and Percy the penis turned almost a beautiful shade of deep purple. Good thing that my little friends got the heck out of there, some using Percy as a tiny by-leg gag plank that was very much like rats leaving a sinking ship. I cannot describe the pain I felt. As close as I could come is a huge toothache, but a hot toothache. That is if your tooth was floppy and you were drinking battery acid. It hurt so bad by the time I sat on a wasp's nest seemed trivial. The bad thing is, though, is I'm going to kind of miss it. Fear not, my friends. I soon discovered that Dan and yogurt, peach if possible, along with squirty cream, works as a great relief. So you have to put it on every 20 minutes. Also, as a bonus, it smells pretty nice as well. Oh my god, but seriously, I don't even think I can be serious. Oh my god. Oh, I can't be serious. Oh dear. Oh. Oh, we got ghosties. Okay. But anywho, it's 10:38 here in Milwaukee, and oh, I've cried with laughter. Oh my gosh. It's just, oh, that was just too funny. Oh my god, how I ever keep straight faces beyond me. That was just awesome. What? See, you don't understand how funny it is for women to hear about stories of men hurting their nether regions. We're the ones who actually pee our pants laughing when men do stupid shit and crush their nuts. Because it's funny. My son's giving me a weird look. My son is a weird look. I didn't say you were spider, so you're giving me a weird look. It was hilarious. Yeah, you just don't get the laughter of it. Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me. Anywho, we are going to play another quick song, and I think we will be back after that. I have already played all of these, but let's have another bit of Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
Okay, we are back. Where we live right now, there is a family across the back of us who have a dog. Since we've been here and what we've been in nearly 2 weeks now, this dog has been outside all the time. And I mean all the time. It doesn't matter when we take R2 out. That dog is always out there. Cold weather, everything. Doesn't seem to have any shelter or anything like that. We've seen it like hiding under cars and trucks that are out there. AJ thinks that it's been taken in. But the thing is that if it hasn't, we are actually going to do something about it and make a report. Because, you know, I think people forget that, you know, our dogs and our cats and our animals also have feelings. And yes, I know that dogs are descendants of wolves and everything, but most of us are domesticated. And well, I know our dogs wouldn't survive outside in the cold weather. There's absolutely no way they would make it. So it's one of those things where I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I agree that there are a few states right now that are trying to put through a animal abusers registry where you can go and check out somebody, and especially places like the Humane Society. We have another company called Maddox around here, which is Milwaukee area domestic animal something or other. It's to do with rescuing animals and everything. So, you know, that's a lot of what goes on and everything. And, you know, it's something that has been disturbing to me and AJ because this dog is a gorgeous, it's obviously well fed. I'll say that. The dog is well fed. But it just never seems to be inside, and that's the bit that's kind of sad to us. Isn't it, AJ? His dog just seems to be outside constantly. As you guys know, we have my babies who are here. Well, Robert's babies, actually, which is Libby, which is his doggy, and Mindy, which is the baby. And me and Robert actually helped deliver Mindy, didn't we?
I'm just kidding.
Mindy got stuck during, and poor Libby was having such a hard job trying to get her to come out. So we managed to pull the little thing out, and now she's just this.
Stub.
Yeah, we call her Stubby at times because she's got like half a tail. It's like a stubby little tail. We tease her with it. But in a good way, because she always ends up with cuddles and stuff. Is there anything you want to say, AJ, before I close the show? Where? Oh, God. Alrighty, on that note, everybody, we shall say goodnight. I shall play you out with another piece of Bohemian Rhapsody again, and we will catch you all next week. Love to you all.
me go. Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, bearing his life from his one tragedy.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub and the devil put a